It's time now for Detoxifying the Soul, brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries.
Hello, I'm Kathy Harris, and I'm so glad that you joined me here today on Detoxifying the Soul. Detoxifying the Soul is a strategic antidote sent forth from the kingdom of God to eradicate every negative toxic influence of your past. We're here to root out, pull down, throw down, and destroy every hindrance in your spirit, soul, and body so that you can fulfill your unique God-given destiny. You know, the word detoxify comes from the root word detox, which simply is a place where people come to be detoxified. Well, you're in the right place at the right time so that you can begin the process of spiritual detoxification through the Word of God. When you detoxify something or someone, you are removing the toxic or poisonous substance or counteracting its toxic effects. Jesus declares in John 15:3, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." God has some things to say to you today. So come on, launch out into the deep and defeat the enemies of your soul.
Bodies know what to do, but we don't know what to do with our bodies. Amen. We just kind of do anything and say, well, you know, Lord, if you know something happened, then you know I believe you're going to heal me. Well, he will. He will. But that wasn't his perfect plan. And you know, when we put a lot of pressure on the body and we strain our pancreas to pull out that insulin because we ate 3 pieces of cake and now our blood sugar is way up here and the body working. It's working, you know, give me some insulin. And it's pumping out all of that. We're putting a strain here and then we're putting a strain on the other organs and all these things. What we're doing is we're abusing our body. Amen. 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 Everybody's face went like this. You remember over in the book of Hosea, he said, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. We see people all the time in the hospital. And the reason that a large majority of them are there is because of self-abuse. Do I mean they got a whip out, beating their back and cutting their... No. It's because of self-abuse, things that they've done to their bodies over the years that the body is saying, enough. The heart is saying, no more. The knees are saying, cut it out. The back is saying, oh me. Because of abuse. Are you listening? And a lot of things are self-inflicted, meaning we did it to ourselves. That's that devil. That devil did it. No, when we was 20 and 30 and we was picking up them big old loads and not doing it correctly, we did it. Are you listening? When we ate the whole pie, not a slice, we did it. Amen. And so now our body is telling us, you overdid it. And now I can't compensate for you anymore. Because though God fearfully and wonderfully made me and he put me together well, year after year after year after year after year after year, I just can't take it. Can God restore us? Yes, he can. But what is restoration without knowledge? Because you can be restored back to your original, but if you go back and do the same thing again and again and again, what will we end up? Right back where we were before. Amen. And so he said we were fearfully and wonderfully made by God, crafted by his own hand, every piece, every part put together by him, fashioned in his own image and his own likeness, equipped for the master's use. To not only house my spirit, but to house his spirit. And to take us through our journey until we be changed in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye. Until we get our new incorruptible body. But we don't have that body right now. What we do have is what God created for us, and that we would be working together with it to get us where we need to be. And if we look at the whole of man, most oftentimes, you know, over in the book of, I'm going to hurry up here, over in the book of 3 John 2, we know what that scripture says. He said, and I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. And I believe that the Amplified says that your body would be well. But he said that I wish above all things that you would be healthy. I wish above all things that you would prosper. Talking about whole man, total prosperity, spirit, soul, and body, and being healthy even as our soul prospers. Now, if I want my spirit to prosper, I know what to do. I feed it what's right, and I know it'll prosper. I feed it those good things like, you know, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I feed it those good things like, you know, I'm the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. I feed it those good things, amen, and put in my spirit, because I know if I put in God's word and I feed it spiritual, then I'll reap God's benefits.
Amen.
Amen. So if I want a healthy spirit, what do? I put in the word of God. Because he said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. He said, my word is spirit. Amen. Meaning his word his word being put into our spirit will help us to grow. So we know how to feed our spirit. How many of you know how to feed your spirit? But you can feed your spirit two types of things. But we know we feed our spirit good things, right? Amen. We feed our spirit the word of God. Now, if we want our mind to be stable, we want our mind to be right, what do? We renew our mind. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 12, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So now I know what to do with my mind. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of a good report, I'll think on these things and I'll have a strong mind. Well, I have the mind of Christ. I have the wisdom of God. I put these things in my mind. Well, I have a strong mind. Well, what about my body? Is feeding my body spiritual food enough? No, it's not. Because the body requires physical food. Amen. But what do I put in my body to make it strong like my spirit and endure? To make it renewed and strong like my mind? Amen. How do I have a strong spirit, a strong soul, and a strong body? Amen. Then if I know what to do with my spirit and I know what to do with my soul, why don't we know what to do with our body? Because that's been the part of man that we have neglected to pay any attention to until something happens. You know, something, oh, okay, now your body gonna make you pay attention to it. You know, I know how to do that. Amen. But what we do is we feed our body what it needs to be strong. I'm not gonna give a course on nutrition today. Amen. Amen. But there are things that we can feed our body that will help our body stay strong, that'll help our body to work the way it should, that'll help our body endure the long haul. Should we pray over our body? Of course. Amen. But there are things that we cannot neglect to do in the natural, because you can use a spiritual principle and get natural results, but you can't use a natural principle and get spiritual results. And God has given us guidelines, and he has given us things to do in our body that will glorify him. And you know, not only food, but some people worry. And you know the Bible says, well, nobody in here worries, because we know the Bible says that we should. Ain't that right? But you know, that causes stress on the body, pressure on the body. Some people say, well, you know, I eat well. But there are other things that we can do to our body. Amen. That we can keep it healthy. So God wants us to keep our body strong and healthy. Turn with me. I quoted this scripture over in the book of Romans, and I'm going to end here. You know, most things, I'm going to say this. I was going to talk about soul food. But I'm running out of time. And I don't mean soul food. When I'm talking about soul foods, I don't mean greens and cornbread and black-eyed peas and neck bones. But when we talk about soul food, the reason a lot of times we neglect our body in the area of food and we overabuse it because it's because of the soul food. We comfort ourselves. You know, that's a big thing out there now, comfort foods. And so we use these foods to replace the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter. Amen. And so when we've had a hard day at work and pressure has come against us, we get home by habit. We kick our feet up and say, I'm finna rest. Give me a bag of chips. And what we're doing is we're comforting ourselves with food, meaning we're abusing that substance because that we're not hungry. If we're not hungry, then we don't need that. And so then we abuse it. And so then we try to meet spiritual needs with natural things. And then we meet up against frustration. But we train ourselves, and you can train a child like that. We were trained like that when we were little. If a mother wanted the baby to shut up, she said, now hush now, I'll give you a sucker. We'll go to Dairy Queen on the way home. You be a good boy, you can have an extra cookie. What we're doing, we're training them that when you're crying and you have an emotional need, how do we satisfy it? A cookie, a Twinkie, and that sugar will calm you down. But we train by repetition. And so then when we become adult and somebody hurt our feeling at work, what we do? We go to the vending machine. I don't care what they say about me. And we open up that bag and we get to eating our chips because, I'm a child of God. But you ain't relying on the scripture. You relying on that bag to comfort you because we've been trained by repetition. Well, how do we break the cycle? This is serious because a lot of people are trapped. We do surgeries every week on people having gastric bypasses. Well, now they're having to have their stomach shrunk down to 25 cc's of food that they can only have at a setting because something went wrong.
Detoxifying the Soul has been brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries. For more information, go to detoxifyingthesoul.com.